Welcome back to the Simply Rich podcast. And hello again, my conscious cash queen. This is Gabrielle. And in this episode, we will be talking all about how to stop trading time for money and the hard decisions that will be required in order to do so. This is really inspired by a message that just came in from one of my amazing one-to-one clients. And in that message, she told me that she just made $6,000 in 1 week. She is set up to do the same again in this coming week. When she came to me, and we've been working together for about 5 months now, but when she came to me, she was averaging between $6,000 and $8,000 a month. And so essentially this means that in a relatively short amount of time, in less than 6 months, what she used to make in 1 month, she is now making in 1 week. And literally nothing makes me happier than this. Nothing makes me happier than to see a kind, loving, generous, kind-hearted woman increase her income in this way. Because what this means for her is that she can now hire a housekeeper, start saving for that house on the beach that she wants to purchase, that she can stress a lot less when it comes to money, and overall just have a better pace in her life. And that is literally the foundation of my business. And so I had to hop on here and tell you exactly how she did this and the hard decisions that were preceded in this amazing result a couple of months ago. So I just want to remind you that on this podcast, like, hustle is sold separately. We do not glorify the hustle around here. Over here, a spacious, relaxed schedule that allows for no alarm mornings, plenty of time for meditation or long walks in nature, time with your kiddos without rushing out the door and feeling frantic. Literally, spacious schedules and midday spa treatments are my personal love language. And both of these things, a spacious schedule and midday spa treatments, like, those require time and money. And I just want to reflect back to you that you can be rich in both time and money. You don't have to choose just one. And having this, a wealth of time, richness in time, and wealth and richness of money, requires that you are no longer trading time for money inside of your business. I also want to reflect back that this is really what I see a lot from women in business. This contract that they don't even know that they've entered in, where they are essentially trading time for money. And this keeps a stagnation when it comes to income, and it also keeps your schedule really full. And for a while, it works, and then at some point, it doesn't. And that's exactly the moment when my client hired me. She had taken her business to be a success, but she was still at that point where she was trading 1 hour of her time to one person for money. And she realized that she was kind of capping herself. And she wanted to take what she was making in 1 month and make that in a week. And that's where I came in. And that's what makes me so excited to see her result and to share it with you. But what most people don't realize is it's not just about adding more courses or more offers or hiring a team. Now, yes, often these are next indicated steps unique to each individual person, but it is almost always preceded by some really hard internal decisions, which are literally required to unlock the result that you desire. And so if you are interested in no longer trading time for money, and if you are interested to take what you are making in 1 month and start making that every single week, not just for 1 week, but in repeatable, predictable weeks, fucking far out into the future, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions with me right now. And again, just get comfortable with asking these questions and not trying to like rush to an answer, but letting the answer come to you in a way that feels inspired. Ask yourself and or write down, what am I doing inside of my business that is not in my zone of genius on a regular basis? What am I overcompensating for? Or where am I overcompensating and trying to control the results of my clients by being more involved in something than I really need to be? Is there any area of my business that I could give up control in a way that might allow me to receive more money? Is there any area, program, offer, or part of my business where I could scale back on my involvement without sacrificing value and results for my clients? I literally want you to sit with these questions, because these are the exact questions that I asked my client about 4 months ago. And she came up with some areas where she very much could scale back in order to invite more money into her business. And you know what? She really didn't want to. Because giving up control in your business, especially the business that you have built, can be very, very, very hard. And it always, almost always comes before that moment where you take what you're making in one single month and that becomes your weekly income. And so sitting with these questions and asking yourself, okay, like, where am I potentially overcompensating? Where am I doing more than I actually need to? And there have been a lot of moments like this inside of my business where I have had to decide, okay, I'm going to sit with this question and I'm going to ask, like, where am I maybe becoming the bottleneck in my business? Like, where am I doing things that are not within the zone of my genius on a regular basis? Where am I maybe trying to overcompensate and control the results that my clients are potentially getting? Meaning, where am I going above and beyond with the illusion that I can control my clients getting good results? Is there any area in my business where I could potentially step back and in doing so might allow someone else on my team to step up and in, maybe allowing me to receive more money? Now, for my client, this meant hiring more of a team, allowing her team to do more for her, allowing her team members, once she established trust in the quality of their work, allowing her team members to actually do a lot of projects without her, which then allowed us to create a whole nother pricing structure for projects that involved her and projects that did not involve her. She raised her rates. She started working less. Her team started doing more, and this made her a little bit more available for things like creating content, sending more emails. She ended up putting a couple more ads out there for her business. So because she was working a little bit less hours-wise, she was more available bandwidth-wise to do the things that would actually grow her business. And it was not easy to make these decisions. It was uncomfortable to give up the control that she wanted to keep. But what she really realized was by trying to keep the control, like she was really just trying to micromanage positive results for her clients. And I get it. Like, I want nothing more than every single person who buys one of my online courses, one of my meditations, signs up for one of my group coaching programs, who enrolls in one-on-one coaching with me. I want nothing more for them to get the exact results and more that they want. And I know that I cannot micromanage these results for my clients. And in trying to do so, I actually become less available for the growth that I am desiring inside of my business. When you make the decision to no longer trade your time for money, you might have to grow your team, your offers might have to change, your pricing structure might have to increase, but the energetic and mindset shift that is required before you do any of those things is deciding that you cannot overcompensate and thus micromanage positive results for your clients. You really cannot, and you really get to give up some control in your business. And I will tell you that that is literally the decision, the very hard decision that preceded my client starting to make in 1 week what she used to make in a month before working with me. It's how the 8K month became the 8K week. And steadily increasing. It required her being not responsible for the ultimate results that are shared in business, right? And I ultimately believe that as a coach, like, of course, you are partly responsible for your clients' results. Like, as a business owner, like, you do always want to meet like the highest standard in your in value in what you are offering, 100%, right? Like, you absolutely want to provide the highest value possible, and yet not from a perspective of you trying to overcompensate your participation or how much you are involved in something and thus trying to like control the outcome, right? Like, you can let go a little bit inside of your business to allow for more money to flow. And so I want you to sit with these questions, and I want you to ultimately make the decision that you are no longer willing to trade time for money. And the great news is you don't have to. Like, there are so many solutions that spontaneously emerge inside of a business when you, one, make the decision that you will no longer trade time for money. Two, that you will no longer hustle or sacrifice your spacious mornings in order to make money. You don't have to do it. You don't need to. And three, that you will no longer overcompensate your part in order to secure positive results for people, because it's literally impossible. You can't do it anyway. It is such an illusion. But in trying to do so, it actually takes you offline from the spontaneous and creative solution that is trying to come through in order to allow you to increase your income. you absolutely can make what you are making right now in a month, you can make that in 1 week. And there are very likely some hard decisions, internal ones, that will precede any external changes that you make. But here's what I know, and this is something that Deepak used to tell me all of the time, and working with him for almost 17 years, he has said this often to me. It has always been true. It has always been worked. It has always worked in my life. If you simply ask the question and kind of leave it a little open-ended, not rush to answer it from an intellectual perspective right away, but just sort of practice living with the question, you will live out the answer. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to search it. You don't have to wonder, right? Am I doing this? Am I capping myself? If you just sit with the question, you will live out the answer. It will become so obvious. You won't have to find it. And then the solution will spontaneously emerge in that same way. So again, I just want to leave you with this question. Where am I overcompensating inside of my business and trying to control the results of my clients? When giving up this control very well might allow me to receive more money. I will leave you here. Sit and live with this question. But remember, the most important thing is to start seeing yourself as the queen of cash. To start to see yourself as someone who is simply rich, not later, not when something happens in the future, but right the fuck now. Enjoy, Cash Queen.